everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healing. So we have another wonderful show. We're way over 100 shows in our archives right now. So we're going to start off with the healing here. So just sit back and relax. And what we're going to do first is a chakra alignment. Then we'll have Sylvia come on here and explain our show today. So I want to get you all in tune so that you can feel nice and have your energy flowing. So have the light shift go to your heart center here, and you may feel it move a little bit as we realign you. There we go. Perfect. And throat chakra, that's number 5. And we always go up from the heart, and then we go to the third eye, number 6. Perfect. Now we'll go back down to the power chakra. Great. And now to the second chakra. Wonderful. And now the first chakra. Great. We'll do an opening now, so here we go. So heart chakra, we do an opening with by using the word spin. You may feel energy kind of shift in your body a little bit as you feel the expansiveness of this healing. So here we go, heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Great. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. And now back down to your solar plexus, your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. Good. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay. And just kind of sit back and enjoy this wonderful energy flowing through you. And we'd like you to, if you can, to go to the light vein. And if you don't, this is your first show, then scroll down on our listing of Creation Light Shift Healing. Just click on it and scroll down about maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar. And you're going to see this beautiful light beam that's on the screen. And underneath here, if you wish to communicate with us, it's very easy. Just click on the BBS Fast Chat. And then you're going to see a screen on the left side come up, and you can type in information or questions that you may have. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Monday. Great to be here again for another wonderful week of Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And we have a topic this week of reclaiming our spiritual identity and integrity. And if you're familiar with our show, you probably know that we have usually typed into the show info section what each program is going to be about. And we're working on that, but having a little technical difficulty with that. So stay tuned for that later this evening. But that's our theme for the week. And our theme for today is the spiritual integrity of the masters. And basically, there's no doubt that there's many masters and saints and angels that have come to help us in some form or another, and they often appear to people or speak with them, and they're here for the purpose of holding the light for mankind and offering their loving assistance. But the question that we have is, how much are they really able to do for us on Earth at this time? Are they themselves in full spiritual integrity when they come to us? Are they dealing with, you know, the Earth densities and dark forces as well when they try to come to us? And if you've surfed the net, you know that the Internet is chock full of channeled information that claims to be from one master, saint, or another. But how do you sort through it all and tell the false from the true? So that's our topic today, and of course Ron will be doing wonderful healings throughout the show. So over to you, Ron, to get into that topic of the integrity of the masters, saints, and angels.
Okay, so what we have done in previous shows is we've done water charging with mind energy and also heart energy. And the masters, saints, and angels, we'll just use them as the divine that's here to help us, in a sense, as spirit guides. Through their information, through basically maybe yourself or other people. So the main question is, why do some of the people who get information, why isn't it always, what isn't always, doesn't always happen in a timeline that they say something's going to happen down here on Earth? Or they talk a lot about how beautiful the energy is here and how wonderful you are and how you're a divine being, etc. And it sounds great, but does it really match the resonance of who you are? And are they able to, most people say, well, gee, if Archangel Michael's so powerful, why isn't he, you know, getting these dark forces that are here? Or why is famine here when these particular entities, deities, sacred divine energies, you know, what are they doing? Why aren't they helping us? You know, that's the bottom line that most people kind of ask about. They may see little things in their life, but, you know, if they're so powerful, why can't they affect the energies that are here causing this pain and trauma that we're experiencing? So that's probably, I guess, the main question. So we'll go into that here. And we'll have to talk about the dark side a little bit, so the energy may drop a little bit on the show here as we do this here. I don't like to talk about the dark because that's not what I'm here to do. But to give you a little better explanation of what's happening, we'll bring up again the favorite thing that I talk about is the Galactic Federation. So for a lot of people, this can push their buttons. A lot of people think that these aliens, three-dimensional aliens, all these sightings of spaceships coming, you know, in Mexico, et cetera, that's our space brothers coming here to help us. And it could be possible, but like what's out on the Internet all over the place, if you do your research, you're going to realize that probably over and go to conferences, et cetera, you know, it's a known fact that about 80% of the 3D, using the word sightings, flying saucers, are created, manufactured here on the Earth. And so who are in them? Well, if they're manufactured on the Earth, I'd say it's probably Earth people. So I won't go any further than that. And then what about the other 20%? And that you can draw your own conclusions on. So, and there are ones that are here that are in the light, that are here to help us, but where are they? So that's kind of how I kind of scratch my head. You know, you hear all this information from the different channels on the Internet, and there's pages, if not reams of paperwork, you know, there for years and years and years about how our space brothers are going to come here and save us. But yet it's just strictly, you know, information in text, lip service, probably to say it better, and no physical results. So we'll get back to our energies that are invisible that are here, which we talk about, the Master Saints and Angels. So remember, since the Federation, and we actually lost a couple points of light energy here, since everybody gave their energy up to the firing of the grid, you know, a few weeks ago. And what you did is, in case you're wondering, you know, or what they did, I didn't do this here. But what happened was is that people thinking that they can affect change with your ego were projecting, and don't turn me off yet, okay, were thinking that they could use their heart energy to affect everybody else's heart on the planet, and or affect mainly the Earth spirit, who's having this difficulty surviving the Earth change and or the ascension process, okay? Well, like I've mentioned in previous shows, the Earth spirit is much more larger and powerful than we are. It created this planet. And it knows more than anybody on the planet would even know. And so what happens is, and we talked about this in previous shows, is that when you project your energy outside of yourself, you're bringing your energy plus your emotional traumas as a psychic attack to wherever you're directing your energy to. So you may just think about that, and I'll repeat those words. When you project your energy outside of yourself, you're giving somebody a psychic attack. Now, what comes with that? It's a consciousness. So all of your baggage goes to that person, along with maybe some of your great intentions, okay? and there's really no way to separate it. And from there, you know, what harm are you doing? So what happened on the firing of the grid, and there's a lot of people on the Internet who's talking about this, and some people who don't understand it will say how great it was. But basically, you took your divine spiritual energy and worked with thought energy, and then you projected that out, leaving yourself empty of energy for that particular moment in time, and you gave it away to something that you cannot identify, okay? And so they just put up in the clouds, in theory, a grid system, okay? Or the name, a cloud had a name on it. This is the grid for the Earth, okay? Firing the grid. So you somehow, if you did this, thought that I'm going to put energy out to help mankind. Well, remember, the dark side lives on emotional energy. So you're projecting your emotions. Remember, all your baggage goes with. And you just gave the dark side, and the dark side is soulless beings, okay, that are here to, are actually here, maybe could be on the planet, mostly off planet, okay. So you gave these beings your food. So you look on the net that millions of people have done this, okay? So we lost light energy. Before the firing of the grid, we were at 38%. During the firing of the grid, we went down to 32%. And now we're about 36%. And so through all your intentions, the ones that have done this, with their heart thinking they're doing this wonderful thing, you actually cause problems. If you look back in time, you know, why Atlantis fell, you know, maybe there's people who are doing a very similar thing, projecting energies outside of themselves. But I won't go into past history. It's meaningless. All we have is right now to deal with. So never give your information or your spiritual energy away to anything else. Keep it for yourself. And the Earth Spirit, no way could ever need your help. You know, it's here. It's very conscious. It's connected more than you are to the divine. And it's just going through what it needs to do, because it knows much more than you do. So don't even think that you're helping the Earth by doing Earth cleansings or open up vortexes, you know, working with ley lines, working, you know, with opening up a stargate. Any of that stuff brings a dark side here. So now we'll continue on with the topic here. So the Galactic Federation that is supposed to be here to protect us, remember, we're like ants to them, okay? These extraterrestrials that are soulless, okay, and there are extraterrestrials with soul that also are from the dark side, okay, and there's also extraterrestrials that have a soul that are very nice, and they're here to help us, okay. So I'm only talking about the bad ones, okay, not the good ones, because people will ask me, say, gee, I've been up on a ship before, and it feels wonderful, and I feel like I'm from that ship, and that's great, wonderful, but I'm talking about the ones that are causing havoc here, because that's our diversity here. So these other beings are the ones that brought us duality. And they brought us gods outside of ourselves. And they came here and wanted to be worshipped, so because they needed the energy. So naturally they created some type of maybe religion, some type of philosophy, so that they can get the energy from us. So basically what happens is that these beings have to come in through the Galactic Federation. Don't ask me how or why, but they come in there, and the Galactic Federation is supposed to be 100% in the light, just like the light ship, because they're representing the light ship during this 2,000-year period when the light ship does not come. And they're supposed to give us our divine spiritual teachings and protect us from invasion from these dark energies. And if they need help at all, they can call upon the light ship any time during this 2,000-year period for the light ship to add assistance, okay? But somehow what happened was they got infiltrated by the darkness. And this has been going on for at least 4,000 years, because the Earth did not ascend 2,000 years ago, which means that you're carrying a physical body in its genetics of a 4,000-year density. And so it's much harder right now to do the ascension, much easier when Jesus walked the earth than it is right now, because you would have been cleaned out. So now you're carrying like twice the baggage, if not more. So anyway, so as these beautiful saints and angels come down to help us, the clearinghouse is the Galactic Federation, and they're supposed to protect us. So What happens is, since now they're only 36% of the light, when you subtract that from 100%, you end up with 64%, which means it's not in the light. Where is it? It's in the darkness. It's either one or the other. And at that point, they can only transmit, hypothetically, that amount of light to us. So if you look at the different channeled information, since kind of drawing that same conclusion, what you're reading may only be 36% truth, okay? Or it could be twisted somewhat so that it looks nice, but it's not in the light. And it may not be, it may be dealing more with your mind energy versus heart energy. Remember, we go by thoughts here. You don't normally go by feelings. Most people are very mental, and you read something, and from there you get your information. So this is why I always indicate to people to always drop to their heart and listen or read what they're reading. Go to your heart and let your spirit decipher what is correct and what isn't correct. So basically the masters and saints and angels who you would think would be able to protect you, ward off these energies, do have a hard time because they can't come in full strength. That's the bottom line. So that's we can thank our Galactic Federation for that, because they're not holding light energy. Now remember, they're conscious beings like we are, and they have the choice to be in the darkness or to be in the light. And so it's up to them to change. So that's where we are right now. And since we really cannot rely upon them, a lot of people have, in a sense, worshipped these divine beings, which is very nice. You know, that nothing's wrong with that, but are they giving you the right information, or can they really help you out 100%? And that, I would say, possibly is not, because the Federation does not want that to happen. What I have noticed with a lot of people who have worked with these energies, thinking that they're bringing in the true divine, say, Archangel Michael, that's probably the highest energy that you may want to think about here. And then from there it goes into the saints. So the two popular ones that I would say are probably here, maybe Saint Germain. When we go out to events, people love to see Saint Germain's photograph. And then they also like Archangel Michael. Then there's also Mother Mary. And then there's Jesus. But so out of those four, we'll say that those are the main popular ones. So what happens is that these energies come in from the Federation, and they help as much as they can do, but they don't have all their spiritual energy with them because they just can't get it. So that's the sad part. And people who rely on these to help them, they eventually would like you to, even if they're at 100%, to get kind of weaned off them so you can know yourself. So they're here to help you. But what happens is the people who work with these, and I've seen a lot of healers right now, even in the last couple of months, who were aligned with these energies, not realizing that when they bring in the information, and here I'm going to be stepping on a lot of toes, but just listen and hang with me here. So we'll say that here's Sally, and she's been channeling Archangel Michael for 15 years, okay? Not realizing that maybe Archangel Michael has only been in the light for maybe 10% of the light way back then to maybe now 36%, okay? But all their information is good and great, but there's always a little twist to it. And what we find is that by watching people who do these channelings, that the Galactic Federation, because of their darkness, they don't care about you. I've seen so many people, and listen to this here very closely, who are very obese, who have physical body problems, who are not healthy. And so these dark energies that are controlling you, that you're channeling along with, like a hitchhiker, these divine beings, okay, come into these wonderful people with open hearts, and they're willing to kill their messengers. And so if you have noticed, a lot of people recently who have been doing a lot of these channelings are now actually losing their life force energy or are in very poor health. And you may look at that and say, gee, you know, I never noticed that. Or you say, yeah, I have a friend of mine who is doing these channelings, and they just they're not very healthy. Their physical body is not in good shape. And you look at it, you say, well, because they're chanting Archangel Michael, you know, or Jesus or whatever, they should be in perfect health. Why aren't they in perfect health? And that's the reason, because that hidden agenda that comes with those high beams are actually taking the people down. Remember, these energies don't care about human life here. And somehow they don't understand that, you know, the physical body still needs to survive. And there'll be somebody after them doing the same process. And so just kind of look at the people who you see who are doing these, and you're going to find out that they're probably not in very good health. So that's kind of what I'm going to say there. And just kind of, you know, open your eyes. Like I say, like the Jethro Tull, you know, song, Thick as a Brick, you know, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. And then going a step further, I can't really open up your heart to have your heart check the energies. So that this is up to you, you know, to do this. So basically, people who call upon these energies for assistance, sometimes when you call upon them, you're bringing in the darkness with them, which because they're like hitchhikers, and you may not get the results that you like. That's kind of what I'm indicating to you and why these energies cannot come down and eliminate. People think Archangel Michael has this big sword and it can cut away all the illusion and get rid of this. But yet, you know, when you look at life down here, you know, where is it? You know, where is all this love and light that people talk about? So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that certainly gave us a lot to think about and to look at and look at things in a bit of a new light. And I guess the main question is, how do each of us sift through the false information from the true information and find out what is really in integrity and what is not, so that we don't, with all of our good intentions, get led into darkness or led astray by, you know, these dark energies who I think sometimes can be, you know, very clever, can mimic the light, and like you said, they'll, you know, hitchhike on to, you know, the light energies and just kind of put their little twist on things in there. And so how do we really keep ourselves in the light?
The only way that you can do, the only thing that's going to be with you that you can truly 100% rely on is your spirit and your heart center. This is why I keep telling everybody on every show that I make here is to go into your heart. You know, drop that consciousness down. Make the ego surrender to the heart center so that you can actually hear your heart working and telling you the proper information. Because remember, the dark side is very clever, and they will give you the wonderful information. There's always a little twist to it, and it may not be obvious at first, but it could be obvious at the very end of a situation that you dealt with. So you want to look at that with a fine-tooth comb, you know, put out, you know, get a pair of binoculars and look at something at a distance, or get a microscope or a big magnifying glass and kind of examine what's being told to you or how you feel about something, okay? And use that, you know, your internal guidance system to direct you along your way so that you can fully understand what's happening to you before you go head over heels with something, you know, like firing up the grid, bringing in all this negativity here, and also feeding the dark side, because it was a great intention and it sounded wonderful. But, you know, if you can't see where you're projecting energy outside of yourself, then don't even bother doing it, because you don't know who's on the other end of that. And that's true with doing different types of healings. People do transmissions. I've had a lot of people talking with me this weekend. They say, well, gee, I'm aligned with so-and-so. And, you know, every, say, Friday at 12 o'clock, I'm supposed to sit quiet for a half an hour. I go into meditation, and they download information to me. I go, where's the information coming from? And they go, well, so-and-so is sending it to me. Well, where's he getting it from? You know, is this designed to steal your soul? You know, which a lot of this is doing. Remember, they live on your emotional energy, so this is the main thing that you want to understand and realize. So you want to only get your information from your spirit. There's nothing for you to do. You know, the cosmic energy is there anyway. Don't align yourself with anything that does not feel right to your spirit. So get your mind out of the way. That the biggest problem that we have now in New Age metaphysics the last 100 years is a new thought movement. And I know I'm really stepping on toes here, where they're talking about mind energy. Remember, the light ship works in the now, and they do not use mind energy. The new thought movement, motivational speakers, you know, where, you know, where you can change your thoughts to change your life, basically. And again, I'm stepping on toes here, but this is what it is. You know, you get an improper thought naturally. You want to change that to have another reality, which is true, you know. That does work, you know, that way. But basically, what you're doing is you want to get into heart energy, you see. So you want to change your thinking and go into your heart. That's what they should be talking about. Because your mind is just another part of your mind. When you change one thought for the next, then you're still in the matrix, okay? You're still in this energy that the dark side has here. So you want to go into your heart. So, you know, that they should be all teaching about heart energy. And what most of these teachings do is they don't bring in the heart. If they do, they use it in the same sentence so that you get confused. Your mind is not your heart. And the heart is what the light ship created in everyone. Your spirit's part of heart energy. It's love energy. It has nothing to do with mind. Okay? So the mind is the ego self. And in all the different books, if you start reading it, they'll say, well, you want to eventually, you know, get rid of your thoughts, surrender the ego to your spirit. You know, they use the word soul, too. But you want to connect to the divine in you. You know, in the song Led Zeppelin, you know, Stairway to Heaven, you know, is your shadow taller than your soul? Well, that's very true. It is. So that's the whole thing, you know, get into your heart center to find the truth. So, again, the New Age metaphysics, I think, has also got us into trying to find parking places by mind control, by manipulating the energy of someone else to move the car for you. But for you, you think, that's wonderful, man. I just created this because my mind's stronger than someone else's, and I force someone to get into their car so I can get this parking space. But they don't present it that way. They just think that it's all divine and that somehow you're in the divine flow. Well, in the divine flow, you're in the moment. And when you're using the mind energy, you're not normally, unless you're actually connected truly to your spirit. Then your spirit can bring in the consciousness of the universe to you. And they also confuse that as like the mind of God, which is not the same thing. So like they all say, get out of your head, because the head is a trap. And it goes from one matrix cubbyhole to another. And you think you're getting the right information, but it's just another trap. So you're in a different maze. So the main thing is to go into your heart center. So, Sylvia...
Well, I think we have a very interesting question on the fast chat, which brings up going back to the idea of whether or not the masters, saints, and angels can come through to us with full spiritual integrity, considering that they have to come through the Galactic Federation and the energies that are here. So we have someone asking if the archangel wouldn't just toss that negativity aside. But I don't think it's as simple as that, because they're having to come through and get their messages or their concepts through someone who's involved in the, you know, the Federation energy or what have you. I'm sure you can explain it more thoroughly, but I think it's a very important question.
Yeah, I would think that if they came through in their full 100% energy, then the Federation would have to be cleared out completely and to be into the light. So I don't think anybody is getting 100% of those divine energies. I show that here on this show. So what we'll do now is just sit back, and we'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. And this is his energy. Remember, it's not his fault. We use him as a he, okay? He's probably a neutral energy. But we'll call him, you know, a he, because his name is Michael. And we're going to bring it in, and he'll bring it in to you, and you can request this yourself inside of your head, and we'll bring the energy in, and it'll be as strong as he can make it at this given time to you. And is he going to be able to eliminate the darkness? Remember, he's only going to come in, hypothetically, 36%. Okay? Now, is he able to get rid of the other darkness energy with him? I don't know. But what we'll do now is ask to have him come in to do this. Okay? So we'll ask all of you, and we'll connect now to the Galactic Federation where these energies come down from. And here comes Archangel Michael. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. He feels like he's maxed out to me, but I'll keep going here. Stronger, stronger. Yeah, I can't. We'll just do it some more. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just kind of see how you feel with this here. And you want to be in your heart. Just feel the energy around you. View it from your heart center, okay? Remember, it's not going to be a mental energy for you. They don't come in through the mind. But maybe the other, 60-some percent comes into the mind, you see, to give you information that may not be correct, okay? Remember, the dark side doesn't want to come through and do a complete blatant lie with you. They're going to give you enough information and then twist it slightly so you can give your emotional energy away to them. So here's the energy. So let's kind of put the music on here for everyone so you can kind of sit back and relax. This is probably what everybody's used to having. So this is the way he comes in. And then we'll do the light ship energy for you. And remember, stay in your heart center and connect. In your heart, and you can feel the positive presence of this Archangel Michael. Now what we're going to do is bring in the same energy. This is the pure form of him from the light ship. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. My voice is kind of going, the dark side does not like this. Stronger, stronger, I have to laugh at him. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So now we're going to just sit back and relax and, again, feel this wonderful energy of Archangel Michael. And you should feel a frequency shift here. Remember, it's not his fault that he can't come in strong, but now he is. To me, is much more stronger, just more light energy. So what I think has happened is that through our religions that we have today on the earth, and maybe past beliefs of religions, these energies would come in through the Federation in that religion, and you thought you had it going, And people who went into chant, speaking in tongues, or whatever they were doing at the time, sitting back, writing divine scriptures, etc., we're getting these energies probably coming to them. And, they gave as much truth as they could, because that's what their job was, is to try to enlighten us. So, naturally, it would be in sacred text, okay? And because that would be passed on from generation to generation. You may have got it, maybe you told somebody at that time if you live back in the past, but you know how things get altered from one person to the next. By the time you get to probably 10 or 20 people, the whole meeting's changed on it. So they wrote down their information the best they could, and there's always a little twist in it, but it seemed to work, and it looked like it was from the divine source, and that's what they did. So the Federation created gods outside of ourselves, told you to pray to them, and that they'll bring down these beautiful energies to you to help you, which is what they're doing. So the energies come in, and they'll use the names, we'll say, of Archangel Michael. Maybe they might specify him, that he's doing this channeling, possibly, or somebody got a vision. And so the vision may have come from those particular energies. So I guess the next question is, I have somebody here says, huge difference. If anyone else can share their experience, that's on there. So another person said, a big difference here, felt it instantly. So for me, this is like a no-brainer. So I guess your next question is, well, if I'm used to calling in Archangel Michael or Mother Mary or whatever, and it's only 36% now in the light, you know, I really don't want to do that because I don't want to get darkness coming into me. And that would probably be the most logical question. Or you say, or you get angry and you go, man, I got screwed over for my whole life on my spiritual path here. I've been on it for like 30, 40 years, thinking these energies here are here to help me, and they're bringing me darkness. Because they are bringing in darkness to you when they come in, because riding on top of their backs, you know, in a hidden agenda, is the darkness. So, the answer to the question that you're probably waiting to hear is, how do I get the pure energy of these divine beings, okay? So, ask the creation light ship to bring them to you, okay? You can't go there yourself, but you can ask the creation light ship to bring the masters to you from them, and they will come down from the light ship, just like I'm doing here. But remember, you have to come from your heart and not from your mind, and sit back and relax, and you're going to feel a tremendous difference. And this is not what's taught to anybody, because people are, their teachings, remember, this is still ingrained in your body, in your DNA, okay, that there's a God outside of yourself, and these energies come through that system. So your body has to readjust to allow the divine to come into your heart center. Remember, you have a lot of teachings, you know. How many of you, were nuns, were maybe priests, were ministers, et cetera, in past lives? You know, we can go on and on and on. How many of you were actually, you know, maybe in the Crusades or something, or, you know, trying to uphold the truth, and you got killed for it? And so the whole system is now is to, you know, for you to ask the creation light ship to bring to you this beautiful divine energy, and to only come into your heart center, and this is how it will work for you. So I guess this is a question that you probably want to have me explain. But you can't go to the light ship, but they will bring you this energy. So I would like everybody now to think of an energy that you would like to have come to you, that you probably have used before, worshipped before, felt very sacred. And think of that right now, and ask the creation life ship to put a link to you, a channel of energy, if you would. I could use the word courting, but that's kind of a negative sense. People don't like to be courted, but just have them, you know, bring this beautiful energy to you right now. So I'm going to put a different song on, and you're now going to do this yourself and connect with the divine being that you wish to come in. It could be any of them. Makes no difference. And it'll be their pure essence coming to you. And it'll be love and light, and it'll come to your heart. It won't come to your mind. It'll only come to your heart. So here we go. you probably feel a big difference, I hope. So, you know, it's not your fault that you've been duped through religions brought here by the Galactic Federation. And, you know, it's not your fault that these energies, you know, basically, in my sense, you know, betrayed you, you know. You have your own words of saying this here. Don't get angry because of what happened. Just know that, you know, the reason why you didn't get the results that you probably asked for in pure love energy was because they told you to go to the wrong source. Remember, your emotional energies are feeding the dark side with their food. These are these soulless beings that are here, and most of those are off-planet. And then they transmit the energies down here, and it affects everybody, every human being on this planet. And so, you know, a lot of people talk about the government, how bad it is, and that's all over the place. It doesn't matter. Remember, these poor people are affected also, okay? And so they would love to come into the light, too, and have more energy, too, but they probably are taught the wrong system also. And also, they're really being beamed upon, you know, transmitted with this dark energy, too, because they're controlling other people. So it's not their fault. You know, I can have a lot of compassion for everyone who is in government who have got sidetracked, you know, in their, you know, their initial cause to do good for people. And then maybe, you know, the money situation gets in there and they can make a few extra bucks here and there or whatever. You know, I won't go into that, but I think you all understand. And so the whole thing is to get connected to the divine source. And to eliminate what is not the divine source, and that's the Galactic Federation. When they finally choose, like we have to choose here, to come fully embodied with the light, which means to have 100% of the divine in you, which is your spirit, then they will change. And until they do that, the corruption that they're giving us is going to always be the same. And it's up to them to change. These are the UFO people and other people, just everybody in general who is a consciousness that has a physical body, whether you're in a spaceship or, you know, here on Earth, it makes no difference. It's up to them to turn into the light. And so, you know, like I said, you know, when the Federation brought us religions here for our teachings, they just twisted it somewhat. And, you know, their advantage was to get our life force energy through us praying to them outside of ourselves. That's why I say don't do this, because you're following an old pattern, thinking that you can affect something else. And I would almost assure you that the 100th monkey scenario that we see manifesting here, you know, is the dark side's teachings, and it does work because you're using their energy. The divine, remember, is separate. Everything in creation is not quartered to anything else. Everything is an individual expression of the divine going out to experience, okay? And so, you know, the 100th monkey scenario is cording of energies in thought. And remember, thought is not the divine. The divine is heart energy. So this is kind of what I'm going back to. Go to your heart. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I would like to bring up one thing that I noticed, which was wonderful. The other day, if any of you were here with us, I believe it was Saturday night, we were able to go to the Creation Lightship. And when we went there, we were able to go into the room of Archangel Michael. And what I noticed there was just incredible as far as the energy, very similar to when the energy is brought in here from the lightship directly, but even more powerful, I guess, because of being on the lightship without any other Earth densities around or what have you. It was really incredible. And on that note, I guess we should mention, since we're getting close to the end of the hour, that there is the special once-a-month-only lightship four-hour healing this Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and that's a wonderful opportunity to go into the room. Sometimes we go into the room of Jesus or Saint Germain or Archangel Michael or any of these, so that you can actually experience their whole energy in the room where that they were created in. So maybe you can talk a little bit more about that for people and tell them how to get onto that call.
Okay, yeah, the call is at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's might be a toll call for you because it's back in New York. If you live in New York, it won't be. So you're calling that line. Check your long-distance carrier. Typically, it's my understanding about a nickel a minute, unless you have unlimited calling or maybe you bought a little calling card or something. But you want to double-check, make sure that it works before you use it. Anyway, just connect with me. You can give me a phone call or just email me. Either way, there's information underneath the light beam, how to get a hold of us. And I just request that you send me a money order or check, and you make it out to ET Healing Clinic, and the address is also, you know, on the website. So, but just connect with me, and we'll give you the numbers to call in on and the PIN number, and you're all set. And just you want to get 7 gallons of water because they do water charging. Remember, our body's made up of about 70% water, and everything in the body communicates with everything else. There's a theory, I may call it the chaos theory, which came out years and years ago. So everything is the same, basically, in your body, same consciousness. So as you change your water consciousness in your body, you're changing and helping yourself evolve. And so the light beams put special light codes into the water, so you have a whole week of water after this year. So basically, we do 3 hours of lightship healing and one hour of water charging. And like I always say, it feels like it's a drain when you think of 4 hours of just sitting there. Normally, you can walk around and get a speakerphone, and it feels like about 20 minutes goes by typically for most people. And a lot of people really don't want the call to end because they're in such love, grace, energy that, you know, they just don't. We'd like to have it continue on. And we also do sessions Monday nights and Friday nights at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you go to the lightship for physical healings, and the light beams work with you. I'm out of the loop on this here. They do the work for you, and you're talking with them physically, and they do healings on you, and the cost for that is only $20. So it's wonderful. And I love doing these healings for people. The light beings love doing it. They're here for the ascension process to get you into your body more so you can ascend. If you're not in your body, you're not going to ascend. So it looks like we're about timed out here. It looks like it's about 5 minutes till the hour. So we'll just say blessings to all of you and, you know, ask the light ship to bring down these divine energies. They're going to be the energies of their first incarnation of their expression. And they'll come to you in the form that you're asking them to come into. So typically, you know, if you've seen a picture of Archangel Michael, maybe on the internet, or you have one in your house, that's how he's going to probably appear to you. And they'll take on that form so you can understand who's coming. So just request them, and you're going to see a big, big difference. And I think this is probably a great show. You might mark it on your calendar, and if you know anybody in New Age Metaphysics, you might tell them to go to this hour, even ministers out there, and listen to this here. They may understand more of what they're trying to teach people and where they went wrong with their discernment. So anyway, blessings to all of you, and we'll see you again on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So blessings to all.
Thank you, everyone. Good night, and we'll see you Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.